Monarchs. My long underwear was drenched. It was a sweltering day in August. January was sweltering on top of the coke battery. Having just finished welded on the gas main, I was pretty much spent. While cooling down, I shot the shit with Flying Weasel. They worked a production job called Patcher, a poor man's bricklayer at number 2 coke plant. The three of us worked on the battery top. Unlike most departments within the steel mill, there was no roof to that chunk of smoldering refractory and rust. The monolithic prick was just out there, like Devil's Island. We were all about the same age and about the same size, too. Not an ounce of body fat on us. The battery made sure of that. Flying Weasel used to fuck with me, saying I could take the heat better than any white guy they'd ever met. Blacks accounted for 90% of the production jobs on the battery. Always did, till the day she shut down. Just the way of it, I suppose. Fly hailed from the south side of Chicago, 87th and Cottage Grove. In fact, he grew up in the same area my father spent his early years, before the family lost the house during the Great Depression. The neighborhood was all Italian and Irish back then. Not anymore. Just the way of it, I suppose. Weasel, the raspy voice once stayed in Gary. I think his real name was Wade. I was never sure if that was his first name or surname. And for that, I am ashamed. Fly had been a great miler in high school, and I'd done some long-distance running myself. The three of us could have been talking about going the distance when something caught my eye. In all my years in a coke plant, I had never seen a butterfly anywhere near the battery top. Usually nature's creations veer away from environments not conducive to their survival, if possible. The coke battery, belching white clouds, black smoke, and orange fireballs, was no place for a butterfly. We stood mesmerized as the delicate wisp of silk fluttered, miraculously dodging the flames, yearning to make ash of it. Finally, either exhausted or gassed, the interloper settled upon a section of track that guided the Larry car, a steely behemoth that had severed the limbs and crushed the life out of steelworkers in the past. But how would a butterfly know such a thing? Besides, he was dying. Weasel took off his hot mill glove and allowed the butterfly to attach itself to his finger. He walked over to the edge of the battery, setting the creature on a hand railing 40 feet above ground level. It did not move. Fly, always the more hyper of the two patchers, removed the fragile vagabond from the safety rail. Weary wings opened and closed in Fly's cupped hands. Tenderly, he tossed it into the air. Black, white, orange. Sink or swim, baby, is all he whispered. The confused butterfly struggled and then flew off. Weasel Wade died of cancer a few years later. He was about 40 years old. Haven't seen Fly in years. They fired him. Rumor has it he left the United States in a hurry, headed down Mexico way. Seems me and Fly been tormented by similar demons. Another parallel between us. 30 years in the big mill is the ultimate marathon, and some hit the wall. Sink or swim, baby.